My guest at this time is Steve Forbes, the editor and publisher of Forbes magazine. He's also a two-time Republican presidential candidate and one of the figures in the American political and business world best known for his advocacy of the flat tax. Recently, he has not only endorsed the flat tax proposal of presidential candidate and Texas Governor Rick Perry, but also offered his endorsement of Governor Perry's campaign for the presidency. And Mr. Forbes, thank you very much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg. Thank you.
We've seen a number of different innovative tax plans from the Republican presidential candidates. The Perry 2020 plan, though, is the first one to really embrace the flat tax. Explain for our listeners why you believe this is the best plan out there among the GOP hopefuls.
Well, it does throw out the horror of the current federal income tax code, all 10 million words. It does have that low 20% rate, generous exemptions for adults and for kids. $50,000 for a family of four, you'd pay no federal income tax. Family of four, your first $50,000 of income. It does not tax capital gains or other savings, no death tax, no tax on Social Security payments. You already paid that tax during your working lives. So you put it together, it's a pretty exciting plan. And I appreciate what Herman Cain did with his 999 plan, but I think Rick Perry's is more of a go because it does not include a national sales tax. I'm always very reluctant to introduce a new national tax.
It's kind of a little bit of a matchup between the flat tax, which you're a strong advocate of, and the fair tax, which is what Mr. Cain eventually wants to move to, with 999 apparently being the transitional step. Why do you believe the flat tax is a better way to approach a simpler tax code than the fair tax?
One of the dangers of the fair tax, which if it's fully implemented has an effective rate of 30% sales tax, is you first have to, among other things, get rid of the 16th Amendment to the Constitution, which allows Washington to impose an income tax. If you don't amend the Constitution, which takes a long time, we're going to end up with both taxes like Europe has done and what most states have done. And then you have challenges of compliance on services. You have problems of trying to get rebates to lower-income people, trying to do that. So I just think it's simpler to go to a flat tax and not have the dangers of a new national sales tax.
Also a pretty significant reduction in the corporate income tax, which right now for the U.S. is one of the highest in the industrialized world. How much would roughly a drop from 35 to 20% matter to American businesses? How much would that incentivize them to expand and hire?
It would be huge. We're the highest, along with Japan. Even France has a lower tax rate, for crying out loud. And so this makes us highly competitive. And I think if the flat tax does go in, like Rick Perry wants to do, you're going to start to see private capital flowing into the United States rather than fleeing the United States, which is what's happening now.
In addition to the tax proposal of Governor Perry, what is it about his record or his approach to various issues that also encouraged you to endorse his full candidacy?
Well, I liked what he's done on the tax side and spending side in Texas. He's kept away the income tax on the state level in Texas. He's kept a grip on spending, and very impressively, he put in major tort reform several years ago. Texas had once been a cesspool for lawsuit abuse. And as a result of his reforms, the trial lawyers all fled to Oklahoma.
You were just telling me before the we went on the air that you've recently been in a country overseas in Europe that has embraced the flat tax. What are the results in the Czech Republic?
The Czech Republic, the results have been good. I saw the president there, Václav Klaus, who was one of the rarities in Europe, a genuine believer in free markets, a Euroskeptic. And he is pleased that they have a flat tax. About 25 countries in the last decade and a half have put in the flat tax. So it's been tried elsewhere, and every country that's tried it has kept it.
Now, Mr. Forbes, in our remaining time here, we've talked about the 999 plan. I don't know if you've had a chance to go through Mitt Romney's 59 points, but how much do you know of it, and what do you think of it?
Well, all it does is at most nip around the edges. And 59 points, my goodness, God only had 10. It shows that the PowerPoint triumphed over a principle. You know, he's a former consultant, so 59 points, they love that kind of stuff. But for a political agenda, no.
And finally, the incumbent, of course, President Obama, has spent much of this week essentially on the campaign trail out west talking about different ways he intends to move forward, even without congressional authorization, on student loan repayments and helping veterans find work and refinancing mortgages for folks who are underwater. He's clearly priming the pump for his reelection bid. What do you make of his strategy and his policy suggestions?
Well, he's been in now for almost 3 years, and while he keeps throwing this stuff out there, it all boils down to more spending and very pitiful job creation. If you have a great team and you finish in last place, well, it's time to get a new manager.
Well, this Perry 2020 plan has certainly gotten a lot of attention this week. We'll see how it plays as more people learn more and more about it. Mr. Forbes, we appreciate your time very much today. Thank you.
Greg, thank you. Appreciate it.
Steve Forbes is the editor and publisher of Forbes Magazine. He has just recently endorsed the 2020 tax plan as well as the presidential campaign of Texas Governor Rick Perry. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.